Hello and welcome to the Academy for the Soul, Healing from the Higher Realms, Holistic Health Fair. I'm your host, Amanda Hopkins, and I'm so happy that you're here with us today. Through the calls that are part of this online Holistic Health Fair, we're really calling forth sacred truth and higher soul awareness so that your soul light can be awakened within you, illuminating your cells. It's really a deep activation of the wellness that already exists within the realms of your highest consciousness. So that way it's brought forth as physical expression within your body, within your cells. With every call and with every speaker, you're moving into greater remembrance. Remembrance of the innate power, intelligence, and wisdom and joy of your body and being. This is an important step in restoring your energy flow to its ideal divine template. And that way you can flourish physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and beyond. And so today, we're so blessed to have with us to share her tips, deeper information, and insights that are designed to remind you of your highest soul light and expression so that it can be reflected in your body, is Sharon Joseph. So let me share with you a little bit about Sharon. She's professionally coached people through their personal growth for the last 18 years. Sharon's a channel, a healer, an author, a medium, an animal communicator, and a clairvoyant. She's a mirror for others to explore and embrace who they are, supporting them as they step into the fullness of their being. She uses her astute medical intuition, X-ray vision, clairvoyance, energy interpretation, and healing, as well as her gift as a medium. Oh, so amazing, Sharon. Welcome. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. Good morning, Amanda and everyone. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you, with all of you. Thank you. It's exciting for me to be here.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to really dive into discussion. I know you're going to be talking to us about turning pain into joy and releasing those old stories, which is so, so powerful. It's a huge, powerful part of the healing process. But before we do that, you have a lovely gift, for those who are listening in that we want to give away. Yeah. So if you want to get in on the gift giveaway, press star 2 to raise your hand. If you want to be considered for the gift, press star 2 to raise your hand, and we'll choose a winner. But before we do, Sharon, can you share a little bit about the gift that you have available here?
Yes, I would love to. So I'm giving away 15 minutes with me. I work pretty fast, so we get down to the most appropriate issue that the person wants to be talking about, the winner. And I have a big team that works, a non-physical team that works through me and also works with a higher self and the team of the person that we work on. And then we can either facilitate a clearing at the time that we speak and or give them tools how to go about releasing whatever it is they want to release or move through the issue that they want to move through or just manifesting something that they wish. Then we help them figure out a way to do that. So I'm excited,
Very excited to be giving this. Thank you for offering it. That is so generous. Oh, my goodness. So we've got a number of hands raised here, so I am just going to randomly pick a number here. So we're going to Pennsylvania. The last four digits are 0195. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you? Did I win?
Congratulations, Karen. You win.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so lucky.
Well, I'm looking forward to being with you, Sharon, to being your energy and exploring things with you. I'm very excited.
Oh, how beautiful. So, Sharon, how should Karen retrieve her gift? Should she email you?
Yeah, would you please email me at Sharon@SharonJoseph.com.
Sharon@SharonJoseph.com?
Yes.
And how do you spell your last name, Sharon Joseph, so she knows how to...
Yeah, Sharon. Yeah, you have the spelling on... It's J-O-S.
Yeah, it's on, the, it's on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Awesome. Well, congratulations,
thank
Karen.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. That's
yeah.
so amazing. She's just going to love that.
So
I know
exciting.
It. I can feel it. Thank
yeah.
you for that, Karen. Oh, my
thank
goodness. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to share with all of you is that Sharon is going to be taking questions and doing some readings later on in the call. So that's something that you're going to want to listen for. And what you're going to do at that time is you'll briefly tell Sharon what issue you want support with, and then she's going to tune in and give you some insight or direction on that. So, you know, you'll want to press star 2 to raise your hand if you're going to want to talk to her, and also know that we're going to be getting to that. But before we do, Sharon has an amazing offer available for all of us, and so I want you to be able to look at that as she really shares with us how we can go about transmuting pain into joy, releasing the old stories and really stepping into that joyful expression that is our natural inherent state that maybe hasn't been active, you know, or maybe needs to expand within you. So in order to see what she has available, where you want to go to is academyforthesoul.com/SharonHF. Again, academyforthesoul.com/SharonHF, and that's HF like as in health fair, Sharon HF. Or if you're on the webcast page, you can click the special offer button, and you can see that she's got a beautiful session designed all around this and some really lovely meditations here that are available that are really designed to go deep into the body. So you can look at that and follow along. Now, Sharon... I would love to know, you know, one of the things that you had mentioned is really releasing the old story to step into that more, that highest space of joy. So can you start to share with us a little bit about what it is that you see comes up, like, you know, what is the significance of shifting the story and why is it so important that we do that so that we can step into that joy?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, you know, from all the people I've worked with, all of us, me included, we all have this narrative, this story that we have in our mind about how we got to where we got. Okay, whether we realize the trauma, how big it is, most of us do realize that it's been traumatic, let's face it. We come here to learn to heal, and to learn these lessons, and we can be going through lessons many lifetimes because some lessons are very hard for us to understand. And so usually we bring into this life what we want to heal and move on. And so I want to help people to be able to do that because the pain that we carry with us, even though we all have been, I know all of us on this call are on a spiritual path and we've all been releasing and then coming back to the pain somehow in a different spiral maybe, in a different way maybe. So it's really important to be able to release that. And the truth is that according to the non-physical, we could just decide that we're releasing it right now. Now is the time to release it. And the only thing that we should hold on to is joy. So my journey is to help people understand and help them go from that old story to a new story that they want to create and to be in their joy. That is, to me, the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see as you're saying that it's like I was just shown what looks like a storyboard, and it's like the storyboards inform our experience of life. Whatever we hold as what we believe to be true really kind of forms what we're experiencing, what we're feeling. And I think this is so powerful what you talked about in terms of saying at this point in time we can simply choose. Okay, you know, I'm letting this go. I'm choosing joy. But there's a very big difference between consciously understanding and saying, okay, I choose joy, and actually having that full release from the body. So, you know, I'm sure most people listening, you know, we all get this concept, right? Like, yes, I choose it. I want it. So how do we go from that space of like the mental, yes, I want it. I know I want it. I'm ready to release it, to really actually letting go? You know, what is it that we need to do?
Right. So it's pretty, it's very individual, I would say, because, you know, and besides making the decision to do it and staying in the now, because when we stay in the now, as everybody knows on the call, we're not in the past and we're not in the future. We don't worry and we don't feel bad about things that happen. So besides being in the now constantly, the other way to do it is very individual. It depends, you know, what we need to release in our, you know, way of thinking, what our subconscious patterns are. And as you cleverly mentioned, Amanda, the beliefs are what create our reality. So we need to sometimes look at the beliefs and switch the way we think and how we believe, what we believe. Is it something that we really believe, or is it something that we acquired along the way? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so important, because we do, in watching our parents as young children or as we interact with our environment, we do take on beliefs that maybe they seemed relevant at the time, or maybe they even were what we needed at that time. Maybe they weren't, you know. The thing is that at some point, either way, we kind of outgrow them, or they don't match the trajectory of where we're going next. And so they become limiting instead of serving. You know, the initial intent usually is that there's some purpose that they fulfill. That's what I found. And so with that, you know, how does one start to go about, you know, if they've got these beliefs, how do they start to go about shifting? And I know that one of the things you mentioned is about fear causing beliefs, so, or fear causing blocks, excuse me, fear causing blocks. So, do our beliefs relate to that and hold that fear pattern in? Is that what creates the fear of our beliefs, or is it something else? You know, how can you go a little bit into how the fear causes blocks?
Yes. Okay. So let me back up a little bit.
Okay.
So I'll talk about blocks, okay? The blocks that we collect along the life, our life, and from other lives. We can also collect, okay, these blocks are either fears or worries, or sometimes a revenge story, you know? We have blocks of thinking that we are not able to do something. So how do we collect them? In utero, we can hear our parents having a fight, and then we get this idea about whatever they were fighting, that not to be doing that, okay? That could already be an energetic block, and that goes into our subconscious mind. We could come from past lives, or other lives, we should say, where we've had many, some of us, or if not all of us on this call, have been working at some kind of channeling or card reading or something in these inner senses, using our inner senses, and then we were persecuted in different lives. We were killed for it, so we're deathly afraid to bring that on, right? That's another big block for us. It could be a block in our throat. It could be a block in our heart. Other things is that are most prevalent, we'll say, when we grow up as kids. Let's say a kid tells his mom, "I want to draw right now," and the mom says, "No, you don't do that. You don't do art," because she wants him to go into sciences or something. So then the block is is formed that I'm not good at doing that, right? Or it could be other things, but this is just an example. And or the parent can affect the kids through their eyes, what they believe in different things. The ancestors, we get it in our genes. The DNA is not only physical, it's also energetic. So we get things that our ancestors have believed, right? So again, back to the beliefs. And that causes blocks. Like, let's say the ancestors believe that only the male should go out to work, just for example's sake, right? And then it goes down the line and a woman is brought up to think that she's powerless because the man has the money and he has the last word, et cetera, et cetera. So there are blocks to her empowerment. So there's so many different kinds of blocks. And when we have these blocks, the blocks are not, I want to give you all a visual, okay? Each energetic block is like, if you think of kids' blocks, right? Each one has a different size. Let's say someone gets divorced, right? And they go through a really hard time. That block is going to be pretty big, right? There's going to be resentment on it. There's going to be layers on it. Resentment and anger and abandonment and all these issues are going to be on this block, right? It's going to be harder to release. But we build walls around us because we think we're protecting ourselves from the world, from getting hurt. The walls are not really straight walls because the blocks are not even, right? And we create a maze around us with all these walls from all these hurts or painful experiences we've had. And then the maze is so big that we cannot even know what joy is. We can't even see or think about what will make us joyful. So the way to get to the joy is by breaking down these walls or cracking them open and then breaking through them. And so I'm here to help each one. So that's why I prefer to do one-on-one rather than a class, because I feel that each one has their own set of beliefs, their own set of blocks where they don't see them because they're either too big or because they don't want to see them. Let's face it, some blocks keep us safe, right? Take, for example, hoarders, right? Hoarders collect things all the time, and they know they don't need everything they're collecting, but it keeps them safe. They feel safe with it, right? And we do the same. We collect things all the time throughout our lives. And we might release. As spiritual people that do our work, we keep releasing. The thing is that we don't understand is while we collect and we release and we collect and we release, we are taking the energy away from joy. We're busy doing, collecting and releasing, building and destroying these walls. And the energy is in doing that. It's not going to what will make us joyful. We need to release all of that so that the energy can focus on joy. Joy is so simple. It is a dream that you have, a wish that you have, love. These are all joyful. So, did I answer your question? I went around
yes,
and around.
Yes. Well, because, you know, I was asking about how fear causes blocks, but, you know, even what you shared, it's not even just fear. It actually goes beyond that. And it's so interesting because as you were talking about the blocks, I had that visual of, like, it's almost as if, like, we're shopping for these blocks. And then when you brought it to the hoarders, I was like, that makes so much sense, right? It's like we collect those or maybe even shop for those so that we can feel safe. And it's like the crazier the world gets, that tendency could potentially be to get more blocks instead of breaking down and fostering that internal connection. So, yeah, that definitely answered the question. I love the visuals. And, you know, I can even, like, as you're talking about the mazes, I mean, it's just I'm really appreciating how these get built up and how, like you said, for each person it's going to be different based on the collection of experiences, what's occurred
exactly.
in past or other lives. All these different pieces coming in, it is going to be very different and unique. And, you know, it also speaks to something that came to mind is that when those blocks are being broken down or released, there also needs to be some care that also that sense of safety is being strengthened and secured internally is part of that process, which, you know, you mentioned that, but I just wanted to highlight. I wanted to highlight that point because that, you know, you being able to hold that space and take that care can really allow for an easier release and a deeper release. One of the things that I want to ask you, Sharon, is that, you know, so many of us want to experience joy, but don't quite know how to get there. So part of it is that, that breaking down of the blocks. But I want to understand a little more deeply from you, why is it so important? You know, what are the deeper layers? What happens when we are not experiencing joy in our body?
Yeah, so the blocks that we have emotionally and mentally translate into our body physically. And first, they are energetic. And then if we don't look, the body is here to support us. Each organ in the body speaks to me anyway, speaks about our life journey. And it kind of flags the person to look at a specific thing, a specific block in their life that shows up in the body. So the body is there to help us along the way and say, hey, you know what? Pancreas. The pancreas is about trauma. If you have a problem with sugar or something like that, the pancreas will show us that, you know, the problem is with trauma that is not solved or is not healed. So let's look at that. And I want to say that most people have something with a pancreas in some way or another because we all have been through traumas in our lives, whether it's small or large, it will show up. Or let's say if you look at a large intestine, right, it goes up. You imagine walking it. So you walk up and then you go around the corner and you go across and then you go around the corner and you go down. And so that to me represents our life path. So if we're having problems releasing, like going to the bathroom, for example, it's because we're holding all that, whatever it is, it could be blocked from past life or from this life, we hold it and we're not releasing it. We hold on to memories. So that will show up in the large intestines. You know, so each part in the body speaks to your life journey. And together we explore it and we get to understand how to release that. What can we do to first understand what's going on a mental level and then working on the energy to release it, and that takes care of the physical as well. And, of course, depends on what it is. There could be some extra physical support like some kind of vitamins, minerals that will help. But the work that I do mostly is understanding, connecting the spiritual part, the emotional part to the body, understanding our journey and why the body is flagging us.
That's so awesome. You know, our bodies really are a messenger for what we have going on at that energetic level. So, when somebody really embraces and embodies that vibration of joy, then how does that shift and transform the body?
Oh, so that's what you're asking. I'm sorry. I got a little bit.
Well, no, that what you explained, I think, is really important because that actually sets the stage for why it's important to experience the joy. But I want to understand, you know, I'm really curious about when that vibration of joy comes and how does that actually shift the story of the body? So I think that's the next piece, so I'm intrigued.
Yes. So first of all, when you are in joy, then the body reacts by having your immunity really high. The immunity goes up. Everything in the body starts working in sync with how you feel. The joy is the catalyst for the gate to feeling healthy and vibrant and excited inside and out. So joy is the key to being healthy. It's the key to everything I feel. In joy, you can find love in joy. Your heart soars, you know. I always say to my clients to have a list of 10 things that makes them joyful, that they have a go-to at least once or twice a day so that they can balance whatever it is that they handle in their everyday life with the joy. Hopefully, we all get to do things we enjoy and we enjoy doing. You know, I'm sure, Amanda, you are very joyful to be doing this. I know I am very joyful to be, you know, helping and being in service. And that's part of, right? And that's just part of the joy. You know, I tend to have, let's say if I feel that my frequency is lower than I want it to, I can put some essential oils that I know right away take me up, or put some music that just gets me lost in it, you know, and gets my vibration very high. So each one of you make a list and feel into your heart. You know, if you put your hand on your heart and think about something that makes you happy, maybe playing with a pet, and see how your whole body expands, right? That's being in joy. And so have a list for yourself and follow it. Go do it. Make a commitment to yourself to do not only every day, but strive to live your life in joy. You know, I make that decision even if I know that I need to do something that I don't like. I put the intention of sustaining my joy and finding joy in whatever it is that I do. You know, so if you, have an intention of being in joy, no matter what, it's a choice and it's a decision. You are the how should we put it? You tell your body and your mind, the you that is the spirit you, the soul you, tell your body and your mind and your emotion how to act. You could do that. So you choose to be in joy every moment of every day, and you will see how your whole life will change, because not only your frequency will go up, and then when your frequency goes up, you manifest and you attract things that are more in that frequency. So being inside of you in joy will show up outside of you as joy as well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think that part of the challenge is that you know, some people might not even be able to access what makes them joyful. Like if you ask the question, what makes you happy, they can't even get there. So is that because of the blocks that have been built up?
Yes, and that's what I was mentioning before about the maze, that we build these mazes around us to keep us safe. And if you imagine a maze, by the way, just for a moment, I want to take a minute to ask everybody to take a pen or pencil and paper, because the process we're going to do at the end, you need that. So if you could do that. So if you can imagine a maze around you, you have so many walls of different sizes, different blocks, and you can't see the joy because you're surrounded by this maze. Where do you go to see the joy? That's exactly what I was talking about. So that's what we want, to break all these big walls around us and start dismantling everything and looking at the blocks and seeing which ones we choose to release now. And if we still hold on to one or two, then I'm here to help navigate how do we release that. I wish I could say it in general, just do this or that.
Right.
I can't, because it depends on your block.
Right.
But, you know,
well, it's just like diet, right, Karen? It's like we have all these different diets. It's like, oh, do this diet, it works, you know. And inevitably, there are a lot of people who certain diets will work for, but, you know, some people, it's like they're that one person that doesn't work for, and they do it, and they're like, why is it working for everyone else and not me? It's because your body's different, right? We all have, our bodies are so individualized. So just like physically where one diet's not going to fit all, you know, for the body type, like we all have different needs and preferences for our body physically, it's similar energetically. And I think that's what you're saying. You're painting such an important picture of here for us throughout the whole conversation. As you were talking there, you know, what I was witnessing, I want to understand if you've seen this, you know, as people are releasing blocks, because we hear this a lot, it's like, I thought I removed that. This is something I hear commonly. I'm sure you do too. Like, I thought I worked on that, or I thought I cleared that, right?
Right.
So as people are clearing blocks, and releasing the block, do they sometimes build new ones in that are similar, but they're different?
All the time.
They're new?
All the time.
Okay. And why?
You know, because we, you know, part of our fear is really being in joy all the time. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like our fear of being who we are. So we think that we're looking for a way out, and what we're doing is collecting more blocks. And it could be the same block under a different dress, you know, like the same looks different, but it's the same in the essence of it, in the depth of it, it's the same. So how do we release it is we really understand that we keep doing that, and we bring our conscious mind to a decision that we're not going to take anything on. And doing the easiest way to not take things on is just to be in the now. You know, because when you're in the now, you're not thinking about what happened. You're not thinking about 2 minutes ago when you drove and this person was honking at you and you're mad at that, and you're not being worried about, you know, how am I going to do this in the next year? How am I going to bring in this kind of money? When you're in the now, you're not worried about the future. So the easiest way for me to say to not take on different things is to train ourselves to be in the now as much as possible. And if we do get, because we are still human and we do get away from the right now, then have an agreement with yourself and be aware of the fact that you're taking on things. For example, I'll give you my example. If at the end of the day, I go through my day and I release, let's say I drove and someone cut me off and I got upset, okay? Just an example. Then I do a quick forgiveness to myself for being upset, and a forgiveness for him because him or her might have had something in their mind. Who knows? I don't go there. I just forgive it. I release that anger, I release it from the body. I release it from my mind. I don't go there. I have a rule. Don't go there because it lowers my frequency. I don't want to lower my frequency. So you kind of have to negotiate with yourself until it's done automatically. You have to choose it every minute of every day. And then I promise you that once you do it for a while, it's going to be more automatic. It's not going to be as hard to choose all the time and to be aware of every moment. But it's not a bad idea to be aware at every moment anyway, right?
Right, yeah. That more conscious awareness. Every shift, every transformation starts with that as a first step, I feel like, especially when it comes to the body, like just really being aware of what we're even doing. You know, so much of what is happening is beneath the surface in that subconscious and unconscious mind. So the awareness, you know, really bringing that forward is so key. And I think what's so important, Sharon, is that the choices, you know, it's like, it's just a choice. It's like, do I really want to engage? Do I really want to, you know, get my energy in that state? Well, no, not really. You know, so that makes it easy to just be like, you know, whatever, if something happened. Because so often it is, it's like people are so busy that they're not necessarily paying good attention. And all of a sudden they might be like, oh, no, I cut that person off. I didn't, you know, I didn't mean to do that. And
exactly.
If you're really upset, it's not like they had any malintent. So I think it's important that we're able to be in that space of neutral and choice in any given moment. And I think, you know, I would love to hear more about what you're doing in your session that you're offering here for people, because I think getting deep into those blocks and getting your inner environment set so that you can choose neutral is vital. You know, it's a vital piece of the process. So can you share a little bit more about what people will do in session with you if they want to do that work and get that their inner environment organized so that it's easy for them to be aware and make the choice in the moment?
Yes, absolutely. I'll share in a minute. I just want to add one more thing about the body.
Okay.
It's very important, I find, to take our power back and know not to give it away to outside circumstances. And by outside circumstances, I mean giving our power to doctors, because that's how we were brought up, right? The doctors know what's best for us. You know, medicine, I'm not against medicine or Western medicine, but what I'm saying is there might be a way to treat our body with more love by not taking something that's they could have harmful effects on other parts. Also, taking our power back is deciding and knowing that your soul, your spirit can change things in your body. It works together. So giving yourself that power that I'm going to decide that I could bring my immunity up right now, because whatever is going out in the world is there's a flu, the COVID or whatever it is. If you got come in contact with someone that is not well, don't go into fear. Take your power and say, I know I can make my body come to a place where I feel healthy. Take that power, because you do have it. So why not use it? Know it. Know it fully. Own it and use it. You know, and I'm not just talking. I mean, a lot of my clients, I do that. And I could speak for myself. I discovered that I had some cancer cells. And I went to the doctor and I told her, this is where I find it. And you know, I didn't allow myself to go into any kind of fear, and they suggested to do other procedures, and I said, no, I could do this because I know I can, and all of you can, all of us can do it. No, you just have to know it and to really believe it, that you can do it. So don't give your power away. It's the most important thing I could say about the body. Take it on. Take your power. So as far as my what I do in my sessions, we look at those blocks, the big blocks, and the little ones if you want to. So I normally ask people to come with their questions. Their questions will lead me straight to where the blocks are. And I work with many non-physical beings along with the person's team. And we go back to why it started. I could usually see what happened in childhood. I could see what happened in other lives, even in vitro or in utero. And we, by the client knowing why they believe what they believe and how they got there, they can start understanding how they're not really that belief. They believe something else, actually, and how to change that. So we give them all kinds of tools, energetic tools, and very down-to-earth tools. It's not going to be anything out there. Some of the meditations that we offer on this have some tools how to lower inflammation, how to clean your energy, to run frequencies in your body. And, you know, it's very important to understand that most of our day, or let's say the night is a time for the body to release the energy of the day. We do it in dreams. We do it in the morning. We have a bowel movement. We do that. But it's also important to keep moving the energy of the body. So either exercise or some sort of energetic exercise like Qigong or Tai Chi or something like that. These are very important to keep moving the energies in the body. But when we look at it together, then we could say what can help you, how to move it, and how to start building a new belief system, or how to really release the pain and move on to a new story that you want to build. And the new story could be how you want your life to be. You know, one thing that I forgot to mention that a lot of my clients have is we unknowingly give our partner a job to remind us how to get away from our joy. We do that not consciously, of course, but because we're sometimes always afraid to just be living in pure joy, we give them unconsciously a job. So whenever we want to do something that makes us joyful, the partner might ask for something to do, or they might be against it. So a lot of the clients that come to me have a problem understanding how to negotiate with the partner to allow themselves to do something that makes them joyful, because they feel that they need to take care of that or this, you know, take care of the home, take care of the kids, take care of the husband, wife. So one thing that we could do, and I'm saying it, this is one thing that we could do and we don't realize, is giving our partner a different job. And the job might be to remind us how to be in our joy. Wouldn't that be easier?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, so instead of triggering and showing those blocks to joy, allow them to help facilitate a natural, it almost looks like a more natural organic release. It's like, oh, I don't have to hold on to that block. I can just step into joy versus having to go find all the problems, quote unquote, and fix them, right? All the blocks just allow you to, that's one of the things that I found is so powerful. When we can step into those higher states of consciousness, so much energy just falls away. It's like we no longer have a need to hold on to it. And so our body says, yes, I can let it go. And that's what it feels like that's so powerful. You're allowing that relationship, that partnership to really transform into that space where now, instead of triggering each other, you're opening up to allowing that facilitation of greater joy for both parties. So it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel, and you know, a lot of us in this community, I feel, on the spiritual path, that is one of our obstacles to come to be in our full being, in our full power, to be who we are, because you know we are busy living our lives, and there are things to do, like husband, wife to please, kids to take care of. And so how do we get to a place where we allow ourselves to be who we are without having to worry about all of that? So that's part of the session, you know? So whatever it is that, yeah, thank you. Whatever it is that doesn't allow us to stand in our joy, we figure out a way to get there together.
I love this. It's so powerful. It's like not only are you looking at, okay, what are the blocks that need to be shifted, but you're also providing a space of, okay, what can you do going forward to organize your environment, to utilize your relationships, mm-hmm. utilize what's in your world, in your body, your relationships, yeah. your environment, to really support facilitating joy in every moment. And it really is those mm-hmm. consistent habits that have the greatest impact on the body. So this is really deep, powerful work. I mean, I can tell it goes really deep. And I'm seeing the mazes, and I'm seeing, even as you're talking about things, I'm actually seeing energy within the group of people starting to soften and kind of relax, and even some release going on, which is so brilliant.
Just having
the awareness, yeah. right?
Yeah.
And of course, the energetic space that we're holding, but just to have the awareness is huge. Mm-hmm. So not only is there this session, but there's all these beautiful meditations that you have, cleansing every cell, cleansing your organs, mm-hmm. Secret garden, you know, working with that internal environment, and then lowering the inflammation, but also the power. You talked about the power. There's a couple of meditations designed to help activate and open that true power inside, right? That internal power,
right.
That power of choice in the moment that you were talking about. So it's really beautiful. So all that's included, plus you talked about forgiveness in the traffic example earlier, and we've got this
yes.
forgiveness bundle, the forgiveness meditations.
Yes.
So really beautiful. This is just so
Thank
amazing,
you.
And it's such a thorough way to really support and serve the body consistently. So I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So Sharon, how about, I would love to go ahead and start taking some questions and talking to people that we have here on the call. But before we do that, mm-hmm. are you open to another gift giveaway, another 15-minute consultation to a lucky winner?
Absolutely. That's exciting.
Yay. So if Yay. You want to get in on the gift giveaway, press star 2 to raise your hand. Press star 2 to raise your hand if you want to win that 15-minute consultation or healing with Sharon. Star 2, I'm going to give you a minute. I see some hands going up, so I'm going to give you a minute. Beautiful. And so then after we do the giveaway, we're going to go into questions. So what you want to do is just really briefly share with Sharon what issue you want support with, and then she can give you some insight, okay? So, Sharon, can you pick a number from 1 to 11? We've got 11 people with their hands up who want the gift. Can
11.
You pick a number from 1 to 11?
11.
11? Okay. So we are going to, this is California, last 4 digits are 3947. 3947. Hello?
Mm. Oh, yay. Hey, that's
Hi.
Me.
Hi.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Erin?
Hi. Welcome and congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so
Welcome.
Excited. I can't believe it. Thank you. I can't wait.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So, Sharon, can you remind her your email address to email to claim the 15-minute consultation?
Yes, it's Sharon@SharonJoseph.com, J-O-S-E-F.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Very exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, Sharon.
Thank you.
So this
Beautiful.
Is three Sharon. So the first one was Sharon. Now there's something to this.
Something to it, right? Beautiful. Would you like a reading as well? Do you have an
yes,
issue
I'd
that
love
you would
to.
Like to support with? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it in. My I've had real bad neck pain for a long time, and it's changed to, you know, different ways, but like about the last 15 years, it's been wearing just real stiff on the sides especially, but it's going into the back. But I have, what bothers me the most is on the left side, it goes into a really bad spasm. And it, I just, it's hard to get it to relax, and then it's hard to sleep, and it just has me all ready to give up.
So there are a few things. One is the first thing when you said about the neck pain, I saw male energy. So you don't have to say that loud, but there's someone that was pain in your neck, very big one. And pain for me in my book is about conflict. So you're conflicted about something in a big way because it's been such a long time. Let me just dive in a little bit more. But does it speak to you? Does it resonate with you?
Yeah. And when you say that, that's when the spasm started. It was after my divorce. But that's been, you know, 12 years ago.
Right. So have you done all the work, the inner work, to really let it go? Have you forgiven him? Have you forgiven yourself? I feel like there's a lot of energy in your solar plexus where you gave your power away and you feel badly about it. You don't want to do that, but you're conflicted about it sometimes. So how are you in holding your... First of all, I'm asking you a million questions, but I'm not listening to your answer. So did you do all the inner work to really, really let go of that? Because I feel that it's still hanging on, that divorce part.
Okay.
Are you angry?
I feel like I have, but I don't know if they're still unconscious. Maybe could it be fear of it happening again?
It could be, yes. Let me just check in.
Yes.
So that's what I was speaking about. You have a fear of giving your power away. So you're kind of like, you can't move. It makes you not be able to move forward because of it. And so I assume that you gave a lot of your power away during the marriage?
Yes. It was very abusive.
Very abusive. So that's what you're afraid of. So we need to let go of the fear of it.
So Sharon, then, with that, as these are being exposed, is that something, I know she's got, Erin's got the consultation with you, but is that something you can support with in session, these types of blocks that are coming up, support the release
Absolutely.
In a session? Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Erin, for calling in. I know you can go deeper with that with Sharon, and you've got some good exposure now of the blocks. Thank you for bringing that information forward, Sharon. It's really helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, like we said before, as soon as the awareness comes in, it's like things are starting to shift.
Right.
Let's take another caller. So I'm just going to unraise everybody's hands because they all came up when we did the gift giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to ask a question, if you want to ask a question or get a reading from Sharon, press star 2 to raise your hand now. And we'll see. Okay, there we go. So let's go to Ontario. The last four digits here are 3753.
Hi, can you hear
Hello?
Me, lady?
Oh. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Regina. And
hi, Regina.
Hi. And thank you, by the way, for picking me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to ask, I struggle a lot with depression.
Mm-hmm. So depression usually shows up in the liver. So the first thing I suggest to go along with your spiritual part, with the body-mind connection, have you done any kind of liver cleanse? I could see that it needs it.
Not for years.
Okay, so you do, I lovingly suggest that you do one, and that will help. It will help a lot. but let me dive in and see. And also I see that you do have it in your family ancestry, the depression part. Do you remember, have you always had it, or do you remember when it started?
No, you're right. I've always had it, so it must be a lineage thing.
Yeah, it is lineage. So I would do a process right now to disconnect you from the lineage as far as what doesn't serve you. Would you be okay with that?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So I'm just going to be quiet for a moment as I do this. Okay, if anybody from your family calls and complains or is angry at you, don't go into it, because it just energetically, they feel it. They usually react to it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And we could go deeper. I just, on the phone, it's a little harder, but we could go deeper and give you some, you know, one of the things that will help you with that is really being in the joy. So do you know what makes you joyful?
That's just it. Lately, nothing.
You don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so let me just tune in for a moment. Okay, so what my guys are saying is that it will help you to do something creative. It could be either just playing with colors. You don't have to draw something. You could just play with the colors and be like a child, okay? Just mess up. And you could do something like sculpting or something like that. They're saying that when you will do something creative like that, it will open slowly, it will open up your heart and you release some of this. And let me just do a clearing on your liver energetically before you do the physical. Is that okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
hold on
please.
A moment. Okay, I got a smile from your liver.
thank you so much. I really
you're so
it.
Welcome.
Thank you, love,
Gina,
for calling in.
Love to you.
Oh my goodness, that's you know what I love the smile, the smile that you got.
Yeah, right.
But I think what you just demonstrated there that's so important is that. So quickly you were able to go, okay, here's something that I'm being shown that will bring you joy. When we're in that space where it's hard to find out what brings us joy, you know, to be able to have some insight as to what can start the flow. Once the flow started, it makes it easier to find other things. So I think that's an important distinction of what you just demonstrated right there is that, you know, that you're guiding and leading and going, okay, what's being called for specifically for you? So I think that's so important. I'd like to maybe take a request or two from the Q&A box. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. But thank you, Amanda, for pointing that out, by the way.
Oh, yes, of course. So, yeah, I think it's so, you know, it's so amazing to witness and watch, and I get to see the energy shifting as a clairvoyant.
Right?
So when I'm watching when I'm watching it and I'm watching you bringing the information, I think it's important to recognize what pieces are coming in, because there's so quickly in just a couple minutes, you know, so much is coming in and shifting and transforming. Like just, you know, I was seeing even a lot of tangles and cords and wires unplugging from the liver that had been in place. So, I mean, just a lot shifting beneath the surface. Let's go to.
I'm going to interrupt for a second to just say that I feel that it's so awesome that you and I are here on this call, because our frequency, stepping into our energy already does a lot of the work. So us together is like turbocharged.
Thank you. Well, it is. It's amazing. And then, you know, the beauty is we have a lot of people, too, who really are dedicated and committed. I know many of you here on the call, you know, some of you are even doing your own healing work. So it's really it's such a powerful space for all of us to come together in this collaboration and really create the openings. I want to go to Nicole from Reno. She says, can you assist me in clearing severe PTSD from my nervous system? I'm currently doing everything I've learned and know to do, but have reconstruction at C1, C2, process at top of spine that wreaks havoc on my electrical system, making it seem almost impossible to leave my story in the past. I'd be so grateful for your insight. Do you want her name again?
Nicole, right, from Reno?
Yes.
Yes, hi, Nicole. So, Nicole, I wish she can answer. I want to know if she tried mindfulness, because that's very powerful. That will be very powerful for her. So mindfulness, you could do, there are a few things you could do, but please look it up. One of the things is you can, let's say, use your five senses. So you could say, I see, name five things that you see. Then I hear four things. So I hear like a dog that's barking, a car that's going by, four things. Then you use your smell. So, if you don't have it around you, you can just imagine smelling your favorite smell, maybe a cooked meal or something. So do 5, 4, 3. Three things to smell. Then, so we have hearing. Oh, feeling. You could feel two things. So you could feel the clothes you have on or something soft if you have a soft pillow. And then the last thing is taste, right? So we covered all five senses. And so it doesn't matter which order of the senses you go by, but go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that will get you into the present moment. And so you cannot think of other things when you do this. And if you do this many times, then you're training your brain to be in the now and not to go to all these hard stories. And also ask your higher self. I'm not sure, you know, if you go to my website, there's a gift on my website, SharonJoseph.com, that you can download a higher self meditation if you're not already working with your higher self. It is so powerful. Ask your higher self to remove those memories, to remove the stories. There's nothing more powerful. I want to tell you that I had a very traumatic thing with my dog. He wanted me to let him go, and he went and bit into this truck that went by, and he passed away. And I couldn't drive through that street that went to my house because I kept remembering this. So after 2 days of doing that, I just asked my higher self, please, take those memories away from me. I don't want to have to keep reliving it. And they did it right away. So your higher self is just as powerful as my higher self. Trust it and do it. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you for that. Now, Sharon, sometimes with something like PTSD, it is pretty intense. Is that something where you could help with releasing some of that intensity in the one-on-one session and releasing some of the dynamics that are making it even hard potentially to do the mindfulness practices?
Yes, yes. Then it's a deeper dive, and we have to unscramble. Like you were seeing the wires before. There's a lot of unscrambling because the stories that you see that run through the PTSD, they're also echoes of other lifetimes and other experiences that you've had. So we go through all of it and we look into it and talk about it and bring it to the surface and remove it energetically.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Pamela in Vancouver says, my right knee locks on the outside and is painful to untwist. Pain goes away right away, though also have to twist my left foot and unlock my ankle, which cracks back into place. No pain when it does. I've twisted my left ankle approximately 5 times over the years, right ankle twice and left knee once. So can you check in with Pamela and see what's going on with her knees and ankles?
Yeah. Pamela, well, I feel like you're stubborn about things in your life. You don't want to, even though you get the whispers about the right thing to that will serve you, if you don't like the sound of it or you don't want to do it, you just stand strong in what you believe. And so the legs is how we go forward, right? The knees is how we bend in our lives. So it feels like you could use more elasticity in your life. So think about how to go with the flow more. Imagine a river that flows and go with the flow. Go with the river, the way it flows. That will help you in the visual. As far as your legs and your knees, I'm going to take a minute. If I get your permission, how do we know if we get her permission? Is that implied?
Pamela, if you're listening, can you put in the Q&A box that you give your permission for Sharon to transmit the energy? I don't know. I'll let you know if I get anything back. But if not, Pamela, you can also go ahead and book a session with Sharon, and she can help you with doing the work that way as well. So I'll watch for Pamela just to see. Maybe we can come back to her.
Let's
take one more live caller. I want to go to Colorado here. Last 4 digits are 5669. Hello.
Hi, this is Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Well, I called with a question, and that is I've had a pain, discomfort to pain for the last 11 months that's under my right rib cage, and it goes around the side and travels to my back. It's not that whole band, but it will move from the front to the side to the back, and it started last November. And I've gotten physical help, emotional help, energetic help, and it's still there.
May I ask you what happened before that? Something happened before that. Do you recall what happened in your life before that? You started feeling that?
Yeah, it was a month or two before I knew that a 20-year client was going away. A client company, a very large client, that my contract would be up the end of last year. So it was a couple. That was the biggest thing that I can think of.
So fear brought that. Fear brought this on. So I just want to go into the body and see what I get. Okay, so you're storing fear around that area, that whole area under your rib cage, and it speaks to another life where you were stabbed in that area, in that other life. Let me just see the whole scenario. You are coming towards someone to try and help this person. Let me see if he was related to you. Yeah, he was your husband, actually, in that life. And you're coming to help him, and he just took out a sword and put it right through, under your right rib cage, all the way through. So,
The pain in the back is directly behind the pain in the front.
Right. So, your whole fear is because you were not, you were so shocked that your husband did that. You did not expect that at all. You're shocked. You're disappointed. You're fearing. You're very fearful. And so this, what happened now, it brought that up in order to heal it and release it. Mm-hmm. So, are you really ready to let go of all the other experiences in all your other lifetimes that brought this on in order for you to release it? Are you ready? Are you really, really ready?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. We're Did you hear? Yeah.
Energetically. Yes. Loud and clear. I'm working on you. I can work on you energetically, right? I get your permission?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, your guides are thanking you. They're smiling. So, and they just give you a message that they couldn't do it without your clear asking. They need you to ask them clearly to release that particular experience. Because it affected you in so many other lives. That brought on a chain reaction in other lives because all these emotions, you kept bringing them into other lives to play them out. So it kind of it turned into a big snowball, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. It's still going on, so it might take you. Please make sure you hydrate a lot more than usual for the next 3 days. And my hands are on fire, so there's a lot of energy. And then I'm going to ask your higher self and your guides to bring in love and God, Goddess, all that is pure, unconditional love into that place when it all clears out so that it's not going to move you in a weird way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Yeah. Such powerful
you might be tired because it's still going. My hands are still on needles and fire. So you might get tired. Just allow yourself to rest.
And I think that's an important distinction, Sharon, is that when we do the work, we do need to give our bodies the rest that they need to really integrate what's going on. So I think that's really good. But, I mean, it's so powerful what you're bringing through and what I'm seeing. So, I mean, as you can all see, Sharon goes really deep really quickly, quickly. And this is really deep foundational transformation that's occurring now. You know, I recognize that in this time that we have here, there's only so much shifting that can occur. So going deeper into that session, you know, it looks like there's a lot more components that we're to really get to that space you were talking about. You know, not rebuilding the blocks back and really get to that space where that's a possibility. So, again, if you want to go deeper with Sharon, go to academyforthesoul.com/SharonHF, and she can help you really do that deep release of all the dynamics that are creating that paradigm of building those blocks in so you can really let them go. Now, Sharon, you mentioned the process that we were going to do. So again, if you don't have paper, pen, or pencil, make sure you grab that now because I'm going to ask Sharon if she'll kindly take us through that process.
Yes, I would love to. And so I knew that we don't have a long time, so I wanted to do something that is very palatable, but yet moves things quickly. So I'm going to ask all of you to choose if you want to work this, and I'll explain what, either yourself on one of your parents, maybe one that affected you the most, or on someone close to you. And what I would like you to do is, I would like you to draw maybe 10 blocks. So think about what blocks you are coming up for you to draw, whether it's on yourself, whether it's on one of your parents. You know, sometimes the reason I'm giving you choices is because sometimes it's easier to see on someone else. You know, many times it's easier to see it on someone else. I'm not saying that we're going, that we're projecting everything, but what I'm saying is when you see it on someone else, you can get some ahas about your blocks. So please draw 10 blocks and write on it, you know, is it fear of something? Is it worry about something? Is it your divorce? Is it your relationship with your loved one? Could be partner, mom, whatever it is, whatever blocks, write it down. Draw the block and write on it what it is. And I'll wait for a couple of minutes. I'll let you have time to do that. Maybe you can raise some hands so we'll know, we'll gauge when to continue.
Okay.
All right. So now take a few deep breaths. And you could put your hand on your heart so you could go down to your heart. Know that now is the best time to release these blocks. So look at your blocks and see, which blocks do you give yourself permission to release right now? And you can release them by crossing them out, by tearing the paper, however you feel moved to do, whatever you feel moved to do. Hopefully you can do most of them, if not all of them. And the last thing is, whichever block was maybe your biggest block or you couldn't release right now, I would suggest that you write down to yourself why you're not ready to let go. I wish I could go one by one, but that could only be in a workshop or something like that.
Yeah. Going deeper in, with a little more time. I mean, it's so, you know, what I love about this is it feels simple to do. In a way. Sometimes, you know, even with the blocks, sometimes when we want to bring them up, it's like they don't want to surface. I think it goes back to what you were talking about before, where we don't always want to see them or let them go because we feel like they're protecting us in some way, or serving us in some way. But I think it's so powerful to really, you know, get it out, expose it, and release. I was seeing a lot of energy move. I was really watching the energy of the group, and I was seeing a lot of energy move. So, you know, even as all of you were doing this exercise, even if you didn't necessarily feel like a huge shift from your body, energy was shifting and transforming and releasing internally. And so it speaks to the power of such a quick process that is somewhat simple and easy, right, in terms of the actual steps that are involved. And, you know, it's not always necessarily as easy to actually access the information, but the steps are very practical. So I really love this, and I really love the power that I saw come through with this exercise. So thank you for that, Sharon.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. And, you know, I'm going to have an online workshop in November with another channeler that will take us to who are you in your identity. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because that will show you also how we gather these blocks through this workshop. So if you want to...
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. In the meantime, of course, you know, if you've got the support, you've got the meditations, you can go one-on-one with Sharon. You know, if something's coming up right now and you don't want to wait, you know, go ahead and get the support, because any work you do beyond that, it's only going to take you deeper. And, you know, Sharon said there are mazes, walls of these blocks. And so, you know, you want to really get in there and really get clear on what is the intention of the block so that they can be released, so you really can be free. And in that space of joy, I think Sharon's painted such a beautiful picture of why it's so important to be in that state of joy and be in that space. So thank you for bringing that forward. Now, Sharon, are you going to be available in our Facebook group to put up a post and take some questions there for people who might not have had a chance to ask their question on the call?
Yes, I will be. Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. That's such a beautiful contribution. So for everyone listening, wait till Sharon puts her post up in the group so that she can make sure she sees you. You know, we've got a lot of activity going on in the group, so you don't want your request or post to get lost if you put in your own question. So wait for Sharon to put her post up, and then you can put your question on her post, and that way she can see it and get you your insight. Sharon, thank you so much for your time, for all you've brought forth. I mean, such powerful, illuminating information that you've brought through, such powerful shifting and transformation that you've brought through as well. Are there any last thoughts that you want to share with everyone before we leave the call here today?
First, I want to thank you, Amanda, very much for allowing me to be here and take part in this awesome gathering. And I want to say, to just, you know what, it's really simple. Don't complicate yourself. Choose joy. Every moment that you have to make any kind of decision, should I choose that or should I choose joy, go for the joy. And look at your life with the glasses of joy, you know, through the eyeglasses of joy. And you'll see that everything looks brighter. And I know that that we have some difficult things to work through. But even if you fake it till you make it, it's going to work because you'll raise your vibration regardless, you know. And the fake it till you make it part is you telling your subconscious, because as you know, we operate 95-96% of the time from our subconscious. So by you choosing joy and saying it either to yourself or in an intention, your subconscious will get it. And then it will give you that program. It will start creating a new neuron pathway where you will start operating from that way, from joy. So I'm not just saying that. I've been doing it, and I did go through things, so I know it can be done. I'm no better than anyone else. We're all built the same way. Yes, we have different experiences. Yes, some of us have had harder experiences, but the basis of it, we can do it. So please, please give yourself that gift. Go for the joy. And if you need, I'm here to support you, and I'm sure everybody else that Amanda brings on has their own gift to support you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon. Thank you. I mean, it really is a retraining of focus. That's what I think is so beautiful. It's that retraining focus. But I appreciate what you've brought through here today, is that we need to really work with our inner terrain to make sure it's designed to support us retraining that focus. So that then we can choose joy more easily. So I think that's so beautiful. I think, you know, you've really shown where we can implement little simple tools, little simple exercises that can really support and serve, how it can be personalized. You know, you can offer your insight to help personalize that, and also really look at what's blocking and preventing from actually taking those action steps and doing the things that are going to light someone up from the inside and shine out. So really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we know that that facilitates health, that facilitates wellness in the body when we're in that beautiful vibration of joy and allowing the light in. So Sharon, thank you so much for bringing forth your wisdom, your insight, you know, for demonstrating that. I mean, it's been such a pleasure to have you here. To all of you listening, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for really being open to the information, being open and available to what's come forth for you, and, you know, being present here, your presence, your awareness, it's a powerful force to shift the energy within you. And as you shift the energy within you, of course, that's a contribution to the collective consciousness. It's a contribution to the world. And so, as always, I honor you for being here. I thank you for being present, for being available to what's wanting to be revealed through you, so you can really shine your light, live your truth, and activate that deeper wellspring of vitality and radiant light within you. Until we meet again, we've got more calls coming up this week. Until we meet on those calls, so much love and many, many blessings from my heart to yours. Take care. Thanks, and bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.